Walter. Ladies and gentlemen, Skankfest, are you ready for Perfect Guy Life Live in Las Vegas with Sam Hyde, Nick Rochefort, Charles Carroll, and Chris Kattan?
All right, Chris, let's dig right into it. Let's go to usacrime.com, our homepage.
Homepage already.
The sponsor of Skankfest, really? usacrime.com. I need to know what's happening in the world.
Best Score is closed down, so you got to go there.
Exactly. Yeah, Style Project is no more. I think they're probably still doing porn, though. I think Style Project still exists.
Good. Ogre-ish is probably alive and well.
Chris, have you gone on Style Project lately?
No, I haven't. I can't wait, though.
Let's fire up Style Project. Let's see if it's still real or if it's just... Yeah, STILE. This was where they had, like, gore and dismemberment videos back in the day.
Yeah, we just watched a big
screen,
but it
turned into a porn site when they started to need money.
Like back home.
Oh, so it's no longer a thing. It's just got a Wikipedia about it. Oh, well.
Sad.
They took it off?
Sick Transit Gloria.
It was too good. They had to take it off.
It's the weekend. It's the... Skankfest.
It was too good. It had to go. All right, let's go to usacrime.com, Chris. Let's check it out.
Okay.
This is where we usually watch our snuff.
This is usually the funniest things are on this one.
These are kooky. These are
Romanians
fun and kooky
fighting.
Things. This is a sketch comedy website.
That one looks good hilarious. Man, yeah, critical yeah, endurance. Yeah.
Tomato that, sauce, do spaghetti
that,
dinner.
Do that guy, Chris, do the guy.
Nothing like a good old-fashioned Honduras.
I'll call you Lynch so that Chris Kattan doesn't get it confused.
Honduras.
Lynch,
Chris,
Honduras guy. Chris Kattan likes this one. He's laughing like a maniac.
This is your link, Chris, right? You sent this to
No,
us.
Lynch, the other one.
That's me on the
gore,
way here.
The face gore.
Hell yeah. That looks like I put Visine in 10 minutes ago. That's what my eyes felt like.
That's halftime at the Raiders game.
Eating pussy is so good.
You're eating that eye socket like a pussy. There's a perverted ambulance driver in fucking Honduras. He's eating that thing out like it's a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm never riding a motorcycle.
I think there's a Japanese visual novel game that's based on that.
Eating out like face hole orifices.
Horny ambulance driver.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, what do we got for links here loaded up in the canon, Lynch?
Hell yeah. Oh, this is fun. This one's fun.
Ask myself, what would P. Diddy do? What would P. Diddy do?
What would know. P. Diddy do?
Yeah.
What didn't he do?
He did a lot. Short time. Oh, there we go.
So, look at him pretending to read.
We can't wake up Shane.
These are two of his victims.
Yep.
What about sour milk?
Didn't work.
Tell you what.
He's gonna pull
you guys
out
fuck?
A helicopter.
He's gonna pull out some baby oil.
Put it down his pants.
Alright, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Put the helicopter down his pants. Now, to be fair, P. Diddy does look so cool.
Yeah, that was a cool outfit.
He looks like such a badass.
Oh, you like that?
Oh, another photo from Honduras.
A cum-covered child with toys in his pants.
And for you.
A drone strike.
By all means.
Difficult. Who hasn't seen this kind of thing before?
Yeah, right? This is very common
is
child's
typical.
Play.
It's an old bit.
That's an old vaudeville bit.
Man, that's crazy. There are so many sus P. Diddy moments coming out now. It's like hundreds of them.
Is there?
They're all awesome, yeah.
We all knew right away.
Just licking his lips and eating a peach while talking about like... And then you got some nice pants on. Let me eat this peach.
It's like... Yeah. It's amazing how like ferocious of a cocksucker he was.
He's eating a popsicle. You dance good. Sucks on a popsicle.
Yeah, always. Like,
He's like making his lips smack at when he takes the popsicle out.
You think he had a sound, a signature sound when he was around? Was he that big?
Definitely. It was probably
lips.
This.
Yeah. That sounds like
P.
Diddy.
That's the P. Diddy signature sound.
That's his trademark.
Whenever you hang out with Puff Daddy and out there out in Los Angeles, does he make any odd gestures with you when he's chilling with you?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Wait, what is the question?
When you hang out with P. Diddy, does he do like?
Stupid. Oh, when I'm hung out with P. Diddy,
sorry.
I never really did anything with him. I saw him once. I met him at like an MTV Video Award or something. He just went, "Hey."
Was right? He hot? Did he look cool?
He was gorgeous.
Did he look spent?
Nothing was going to stop me.
Fuck, I'm surprised he didn't try to fuck you, though. Like, no bullshit.
Maybe he was just so good at it, he didn't. You don't even remember.
He didn't know what I was.
He's like a phantom.
He just saw three holes.
Baby oil sorcerer.
Chris, what else? Lynch, what else do we have for links up here? Let's keep it moving. What else we got?
Oh, yeah.
I can't get off fucking Disney.
Disney Island. Man.
I just wanted to dox everybody so they know where you can go there and put bombs later on. This is cool music. And he's got an ugly fucking house, which is kind of sad.
It's weird when these guys have houses that are not...
It's embarrassing as... Yeah.
Ugly house.
You're like a psychotic fucking ferocious cocksucker pedophile. Your house better be like stainless steel and perfect.
Yeah. You at least have good taste.
Yeah, if you have Otherwise, a Spanish
point,
you have a Spanish roof on your fucking whack ass. Like, what a whack house!
Oh, there's Barbara Streisand. Oh,
yeah, the man, Barbara Streisand.
Chris Kattan, have you heard? Did you give any credence to this idea that certain celebrities are flipped genders?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard of this at all?
No, I haven't.
Like Macron's wife is supposedly a man, and Michelle Obama is supposedly named Mike. He's a man.
It's a bit hardcore.
I didn't know that. I mean, how soon has this happened?
Well, look, let's Lynch. Look
what
up Macron's wife.
Macron
wife. Let's take a look at this broad and let's see what kind of Adam's apple and other accessories she's sporting.
You find throughout your life that bones don't lie.
It's the bones that tell
bones
you the
never
truth
lie.
Here. Look at this fucking freak.
Sexy.
Yeah. She's hot.
Hottie.
She looks like a chimp in a wig.
She is
yeah.
Hot.
like she's trying to escape from the zoo.
She looks like a good-looking Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a twinkie Nick Nolte.
Hot Nick Nolte. I think she's 20 years older than him and groomed him.
Yeah.
That's groomed.
She's more a leader.
That's so cute.
It's adorable.
It's cute as hell. It's adorable.
It's on brand for the French, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, a well-dressed, cool French guy. Just, hey, here's my 20 years older than me, uglier than me piece of pussy.
Yeah. Like, Most powerful guy in France. Here's my ugly.
Yeah, here's my beat dog fucking chimp in a wig.
But it couldn't have been like that. She must have been blowing his mind.
She must have blown his mind.
She's rocking his cock.
Rocking him.
Like a rattlesnake. Riding like a rattlesnake.
Making him need 2-3 dicks just to keep up with her.
Yeah. he had to braid his 3 dicks together into the one.
Planet of Macron.
Get the job done. Yeah. That's a cigar type. Do you know what that's called?
What?
There's a cigar, like a type of cigar. What is it called? Culebra.
Well, that's 3 cigars rolled into one cigar? Like a
Why
Gatling gun?
Why would they do that? That doesn't make sense.
It's like an ice cream swirl.
Lynch, can you look up culebra? It probably means penis in Portuguese or something. That's probably why.
It does.
Culebra. It kind of does, doesn't it? Yeah, wow, that's retarded.
Oh, there they are.
Hey, you want to be a retard with me, my friend? You want to smoking the retard cigars with me, my friend?
Jeez.
Joyce, nice piece of shit.
Oh, are you eating a pretzel?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to handle that?
Is that a pretzel?
Yeah.
Do you unwind them before smoking? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think ones you use mustard.
I might need to get into that. Damn.
Yeah, that looks so goofy.
Damn it.
Again, we're looking
My new
at
thing.
Why are we still looking at puffy pictures?
Yeah. You're gonna fit in just fine around here, Chris Kattan. Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this, by the way, Chris.
Yeah,
everybody, thank you.
Legend.
Round of applause for Chris Kattan.
This is a dream.
Thank you, brother.
It's a dream, buddy. Do you smoke, Chris? Do you smoke cigarettes?
I don't. I have a vape. I vape. Not weed, but just a vape.
Just a regular vape?
Yeah.
I was gonna get you a whole menthol vape. Oh, wow. Soothing. Yeah. Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
I did, yeah.
What'd you smoke?
I smoked Marlboro Lights or Camel Lights.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It was always a light because that was my excuse for thinking, you know, it's healthy.
Yeah.
Anything with light is healthy.
Yeah, light means healthy. Diet. Yeah. The diet cigarettes.
It's my diet Camel Light.
Yeah, I'll give you a diet in American Spirit if you want.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
You should get back into cigarette smoking.
My views.
Just wean back in.
I know. I feel cool out of it. These ashtrays are awesome, by the way. I don't know if anyone knows what we get.
1990s Alien Workshop skateboarding ashtrays.
Yeah.
We have a fun representation of the best scene. There's certain things that we do that crack us up for 2 months, and we just share the video every day to each other. It's always like something kind of stupid. It's like it's not like the most brilliant piece, but there's just like a certain 5 seconds of like
something.
It's just something that's just
videos
so wild.
From the gutter.
Something that you guys can share and laugh together and love each other with.
Brings us together.
You're going to be in the text chain. You're going to say, why the hell does Charles keep sending me this video every Monday and Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.?
Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Chris. How's it going? Did you have coffee yet?
Nick, have you seen the egg wool guy?
Egg wool.
Is that a person?
You want an egg wool?
Yeah, egg wool. Yeah, that was, remember egg, the Chinese guy, egg wool? You want egg roll?
I want to watch that. I don't care. Lynch, go to YouTube and type in egg wool. W-O.
Egg wool? I don't know. Is that how to spell it? What? Egg wool?
It's like a Chinese restaurant guy just talking.
I know what I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you were doing it.
No. Just type egg.
There we go again. More Honduras.
Space W.
More Honduras.
W-O-L-L.
Yeah, that's
it.
All right, guys. Face gets eaten off.
More puffy.
How may I help you?
Oh, yes, I think I'm going to do y'all General Chicken with rice.
Okay.
And I'm going to get an egg roll with it.
So you play this for each other Tuesday morning?
Yeah, I watched this 20 times in the toilet this morning. I was just chanting egg wool in my head.
Egg wool.
I think Chinese people would be a lot more comfortable if they just knew that every non-Chinese person, just when they see them, that's all they hear in their head. It's like, egg wool. Egg wool. Egg wool.
It's a really well-spoken it's a CEO of a tech company. His name's Brian Lee. He sounds more American than you. You're just thinking egg wool. Egg wool.
I know they're saying egg roll in their head. I know they're saying egg wool in their head. But Chris, it was the one I sent to you, the Child's Play one.
This is a thick, becomes a theme for days.
I texted it to you, Chris.
I wouldn't even open that. Why if I saw a child?
No,
I
didn't. That's what Diddy called
his Child's Play.
He's like, you like Chucky, baby? Just, that's what he called his Child's Play. Oh, Chris, you never.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, Killing Woman, Child's Play 1.
Oh, yeah.
Killing Child's Play 1.
That does sound hilarious.
Kills Mom.
Killing Woman's. We got to look up Jeff Goldblum calling that woman a rich cunt.
Oh, Death Wish? Death Wish, yeah.
So the.
Is that.
This is Child's Play 1.
Is
and,
that
and
Lisa Kudrow? What's that?
Is it? No. It's Macron's wife.
His voice is scary.
The voice.
I said, talk to me, damn it. All right. I'm going to make you talk.
I used to look like Chucky when I was a kid. I was so popular.
You were the original My Buddy.
I said, talk to me, damn it, or else I'm going to throw you in the fire.
You stupid bitch, you filthy slut. Did you fuck with me?
Stop.
She's not strong enough. There we go.
Oh. Egg wall.
That's good, Chris. That's it. He's done talking.
It's just that he has a voice of a man.
It looks like
that's you stupid bitch. Yeah.
I would scare the shit out of anybody. It doesn't matter who you are.
I will tell you what to do.
It was the best because he had the presence of mind to also scare the shit out of you. So he was not stupid. You weren't fucking with an idiot.
No, but he didn't. All he did was his eyebrows changed. That was it. Yeah, that's all that got scary.
But he calls it like a stupid fucking bitch, and I'll teach you to fuck with me. Like, he talks like a mob boss. You know what I mean? Like, I'll teach you to fuck with me!
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Lick my ring, you cunt. Yeah.
He has his own subplot in there. Like, lick, touch, the kiss the ring. They're like, yo, take it easy. It's not a part of the thing. You do like the Latin thing, and you put your hand over their forehead, and you say "Ade dui dembola," and the skies open up, and then you transport your body into another vessel.
Oh,
that's what. Remember that he does the.
It's in The Godfather.
Is it?
No.
It's from The Irishman. That's why I don't recognize
the
it.
Irishman. Joe Pesci does it now.
I never watched The Godfather until like a year ago.
Are you
so
serious?
Fucking good.
Was it good?
I thought it was just like a shitty. I don't. It's a mob movie. Who cares? It's a fucking mob movie.
So yeah, the Italian mob.
Nobody warned you and told you it's one of the greatest films
so
of all
good,
time.
Man. It was absolutely.
It's nice and slow.
Mind blowing.
You can just
it's nice
suck
and
on.
Slow.
It.
Good God, man!
I'm so fascinated that Marlon Brando was reading his lines on someone's forehead.
Hell yeah!
During that scene,
really?
Apparently. Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. It's like
that's the way to ascend to greatness is through laziness.
Yeah, he won the Oscar. Best actor. Yeah.
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, that was the worst film.
This is talk Chris about Chucky. Have you seen this film?
No.
Wait, from Paris with Love? Now, this is the second greatest film of all time. Everybody watch this and don't laugh. You got to just hear it, okay? Lynch, if you turn it up, is it as loud as possible?
Is that the bald guy from Sex and the City?
Yeah.
So John Travolta is gay. And when he's acting, the straighter... The straighter his character is, the funnier he is.
Yes.
So when he's like John Gotti, it's so.
Oh, is this Gotti?
No, this is from Paris with Love, but he's like a tough guy.
Oh, okay.
It's like if Chris Kattan had to play Mike Tyson in a movie. That's, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
not a stretch.
Yeah, no, you got it. I mean, you got range.
I got it down.
Yeah.
But look how tough John Travolta is. What's watching?
Rise, Mr. Ghost. What did you think that was? I like this girl.
Excuse me. Hello.
Chucky on the phone.
No, I'm sorry. There's no rose here.
He doesn't like it.
Oh, no. Wrong number.
Night rolling.
That's the call we've been waiting for.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Wes?
Shut the fuck up right now. And you listen to me. Rose was a code word. Nicole's number's on every Pakistani cell phone that we found.
She's Pakistani, you stupid fucking doesn't think she's a terrorist.
It does when she's your best friend and you got him living in an apartment that's bugged.
What the hell are you talking about, Wes?
I'll show you what I'm talking about. You stay right there. Don't you fucking move. Watch this. Yeah. Here. How much you want to bet she's got another dozen buried around here?
What? You're the one who rented the apartment!
Wait! Before we started dating, I had her completely checked. She's totally clean, Wes!
What? You had me checked out?
Obviously not enough. She's working for the fucking people who took your picture, man!
No, I don't believe you! You got the wrong girl, Wes! You got the wrong girl!
What are you wearing right now that she gave you?
Nothing!
Your ring, man!
You can stop.
That's how
they. Can you just roll back to before he shoots her in the head and play that 10 seconds again? That's kind of the only point. I think they should have cut the movie right there.
He's like, roll credits right after that.
I can't believe you saw this and not Godfather.
Yeah, this is better than Godfather, though.
That's the call we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
It's one of the best scenes ever.
Yeah, they asked him what was really tough. He said, one cool earring.
What a feature to fuck with me!
You should have bit her in the arm. That would have looked sick. Yeah, he looked really tough, John Travolta.
Yeah, he looked really mad. It's difficult.
Yeah, he gives airhead in his planes.
Airhead?
Yeah.
Hey, what's airhead? What's going on there with that?
That's him being another tough guy.
Is that...
All right, you're going to help me make some fucking cash.
That's him being me.
Oh, yeah.
10
all right,
ten
you
years.
Can help me make some.
He's playing God in
bitch.
This movie.
That's where he plays an angel.
Freddy, he's playing God in this movie.
This is phenomenon.
Looks like he's coming to stand.
Can you imagine if God, if that was Boots. God?
That's what God looks like.
Make some fucking cash.
John Travolta in a cool. He looks like he's outside at Skankfest right now.
Hey,
it's a cool haircut. It was like that. He has that guy's shirt on
it's
right
very
there.
Very godlike.
I thought he was good. He's always got good style, good costume.
God
I
does?
Need to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to see that. Whatever that was.
I don't know what that was.
I think it's about a stalker. He yeah. plays a stalker. I think in that.
He's
movie.
Dressed with a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in yeah. school.
It's to show that he's to show that he's mentally unwell. He has a backpack.
Is this a Chris Link?
Is this normal behavior in a relationship? Well, yeah.
Yes.
You don't care. You never care. Fear the Walking Dead.
She's wearing Calvin.
She's got fat mom energy.
Damn.
This is what happens That's when you sad. Don't understand that your girlfriend's mom is fat. And like fat girl is like a state of mind and not a you know what I mean? And
it's in the brain forever. It will like never leave.
A big stubborn cat lady piece of shit, like raising her daughter like a cat.
Cat lady.
Yeah.
Good 60s reference.
Have you ever seen? You ever yeah. noticed when like fat people they get like hunger anger?
Yeah, hangry, and they think it's really, funny.
It's yeah,
like
hangry,
it's like a selfish crankiness that's like you can't talk them down.
Yeah, you better get them food or
yes.
else yeah.
you better eat. She or get the fuck out.
She just needs a cookie, I think.
Yeah, she needs a pack of Starburst.
Anyway, I wish I could say I haven't been there, but
that's been
me on more than one yeah. occasion.
Me.
Yesterday.
Me in
this is so me, bro. Yesterday?
Yeah, yeah, just on the ground, just because I didn't get you a sourdough toast. Yeah.
You didn't get me a hoagie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nick, come here, wrong hoagie!
Oh, ground. You have low
I'll
blood
sugar. I'll teach you to fuck with me.
Because you have low blood sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like when the apartment smells like cat shit. Mm. You ever been in a filthy girl's apartment that smells like cat shit?
Oh, yeah.
You guys ever do that? You ever been in an apartment for a girl on a one-night stand and it smells like shit?
That's women embarrassing live in filth, for your... Chris Kattan.
We do, I know. Look what we have to go through.
Yeah. They live in filth.
Wading through a fucking cat box just to get laid?
Yeah.
What's the disease you can get from cat's shit?
Toxoplasmosis?
Yes.
Toxoplasmosis.
Yeah, that's more parasitic infections that could change your behavior, and it's just a big secret, I guess.
That's when tapeworms that make you gay, right?
Yeah, yep.
When you kill tapeworms with wormwood oil and they die, they excrete like a liquid in the. When they die and they decompose, they give off a gas.
It's like ammonia. During their death, they try to make you sick or some shit like that.
Really?
Some sort of salted
It's concentrated trans person farts.
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, this is fucking stupid.
But this toxoplasmosis, it makes you less risk averse and it also lowers your reaction speed. So this is one reason why they have so many motorcycle accidents in Brazil.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I can't Not see. To mention my kitty cat. My kitty cat make me gay retouch. He said my cat mittens make me a retouch.
Is it, you sound like Travolta is God.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna color my goatee in black and wear one
hey,
earring for the
you
rest
look
of this.
Good my backpack.
She's a CIA operative. My
watch. Remember when he forced Hugh Jackman to get a head while he was hacking in a computer system?
Oh, yeah, Swordfish.
Halle Berry, yeah, he forced
Swordfish,
her. To, he had
yeah.
a gun to his head. Halle Berry had to blow his fucking cock.
That's the movie where they had the TVR, the Cerbera.
Oh, really?
Yeah, can you, Lynch, can you type in Swordfish TVR?
Halle Berry blew him?
Yeah, it was a nice scene.
I heard Halle Berry was a troublemaker for the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, and she used to fuck all the Cowboys really loud
on YouTube. Good.
That turns me on.
like there was a lake inside, kind of like that Star Island. There was like a development around a lake, and she was fucking one of the cowboys on the boat, and it was so loud that it woke up the other Cowboys players.
He was loud.
Louder
was,
than yeah, a football he was, game.
He was loud.
Loud cowboy.
Troy Aikman.
Troy.
Halle.
Swordfish TVR, Lynch.
Jackman was hamming it up, too, I'll tell you.
Yeah, he was really... He was playing into the role quite a bit.
He was really...
A little too much enthusiasm.
Sensuality.
This right here?
TVR Tuscan. Yeah, hit that one. Man, Travolta's
more
so
tough guy.
He changes his hair every movie.
So fucking
filled with people.
This
do you know
movie,
how
I'm going
to
change my hair.
Misdirection. What the fuck are you talking
this
about?
This movie, I'm going to wear a backpack.
What the eyes see and the ears hear, the mind believes.
Can't they drive? Lynch, you can turn those off. But it was a production car with chameleon paint. That's why. That's one reason why. It was like a Russian business owner, I think, who made these like British sports cars, TVR.
That was the plot? Is that the plot of this?
It's just that, no, that's not the plot of this. That's just the car.
We want that paint.
I thought that was the plot of Swordfish.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring up chameleon paint while Chris Kattan's on the show.
I get it now.
I know. You love that shit. You love when paint goes two colors.
I love chameleon paint.
It's two colors. You can see purple and then green.
Oh, that kind of paint. Oh, yeah.
It's when it color shifts. Okay. Yeah. What else we got for links here, Lynch? What's Margiela meant?
Chris, do you have any cool cars?
Do I have any cool cars?
Yeah, did you ever buy like a stupid cool car?
No. No, just a Mercedes. It wasn't stupid. It was
nice.
A nice car.
What kind of Mercedes?
It was a... I don't know.
Was it a two-door?
It was a while ago.
One door.
I crashed it.
You crashed it?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. Hell yeah, doing 100 miles an hour like Anne Heche. Ellen tried to kill you by operating your car and slamming your Michael Hastings, the guy from Rolling Stone magazine that they killed in a Mercedes. Yeah.
Beer cans everywhere.
Yeah, that was a fun one. If you guys don't know what that is, there was a writer for the Rolling Stone that said, please save me, I'm really in trouble, to his parents. And then they found his SL500 doing like 130 in like a 25. And it crashed into a tree, and then they threw his car lit on fire completely, which would never happen. And then they threw beer cans in his to discredit him. They threw beer cans in the cockpit of the car, basically.
He had some type of WikiLeaks like government information that he was trying to get somebody to take from him.
And he ended up drinking so much Bud Light he forgot how to use the car.
Weird as hell.
Okay, what we see is that car going across the screen. You're going to see three explosions at the very end.
Hastings now,
were to slow the tape
this
down,
is
you'd
videos
see about
of you on the test drive when you were buying
the car
Mercedes that
has
day.
A pre-explosion, it almost looks
this
like,
the
and then you see.
That's like a Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah, this is just a Chinese girl at a car wash.
Maybe he was just having sex in the car. He just couldn't stop.
You're watching the wrong movie.
Delightful.
Wrong movie. This was when we realized the CIA can remote control your car.
Yeah. I think the test was Princess Diana's Mercedes. Mm. They drove the car really fast so they could crush her skull because she shook hands with an African baby. Wasn't that where they were really jerked? They didn't care that she was cheating on him with all the Saudi guys. They were like, don't touch kids.
Well, they didn't make her into a toilet, did they?
What?
They make her into a toilet back in the day?
They made her into a toilet,
I think. She against the testing of pharmaceuticals on Africans?
There was something. There was something she objected to that was verboten to do.
Well, the whole nation of Africa is just guinea pigs for the farm. They just go down there with syringes and shoot them up.
It's a bit of a baby mill.
It's a baby mill. That's why there's 1 billion of them. They needed to make a billion of them.
A billion pills.
We need to test out more shit.
That sounds like heaven. Yeah. A billion pills.
After they get tested on, they can be your neighbors.
Yeah.
You can live with
them. You have them.
You can have a roommate.
There you go.
That's 1 billion. I can't have all those at once. Yes, you can.
I do wonder if that's why they made there be a billion of them.
Why not?
Because of the population?
In the beginning of the 1900s, there was like 100 million. And then after all this foreign aid, like sending food over, it's the sending of food that made the population 10x from 100 million. So I wonder if they did that deliberately.
Population displacement, irregular warfare, classic trick.
Yeah.
They ship them somewhere.
Genetic warfare.
And they can blame it on you.
More guinea pigs for testing, too, though.
That's an interesting
chart. And voodoo. Don't forget the voodoo stuff they do. Dark, though.
The voodoo stuff is crazy.
Well, that peanut butter meal makes you horny as shit.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, when you're sucking a meal replacement packet in the hot heat of the African desert.
Mm-hmm. You instantly
get
off.
Yeah, you get the hardest hard-on you've ever had in your life.
Eating like a fucking astronaut.
Yeah.
When I'm malnourished and dying surrounded by bugs, I get horny as fuck. It's time to breed.
I jump up and down really high with my friend.
When my belly gets big like I'm pregnant from not eating, I need to get my nut. I need to have kids.
You said that yesterday.
Oh my god.
You want a palate cleanser?
Yeah, what's this, a pit bull?
Euthanization.
I'm gonna look like a dog in this movie.
We've arrived at the Matariche boulders. Mick's been a little bit stressed.
Why is the dog terrified?
Yeah.
So I threw a blanket on him.
It's just a pill. One of the 1 billion pills.
Yeah. I withdraw.
It's not terrified.
But no.
He hasn't been in the caravan.
He's trying to take a shit.
Just don't know. It's a little bit stressed. It's okay.
That's a puppy.
It's okay. Yeah, it's
Lynch,
okay.
Does something happen in this video or is You're it just all good. Disturbing?
It's cute. Disgusting.
Sit down. It's good boy. Yeah. You're okay.
Good boy.
We'll go for a walk down the beach later.
It's just crying because it can't eat the jaw of a small child right now. It can't sprint off its leash and then chew a small child's head.
Those are kind of the bubble dreams it has in children. Yeah.
The pop-up video from VH1 is thinking of eating a child.
It's like a Far Side cartoon.
Swimming a lake just to reach a swimming child. Learning to swim. That's how.
The real reason they're extinct. No, nobody gets that one. It's a Far Side joke. Remember Far Side, anyone? No.
Oh, like Gary Larson? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Gary Larson.
Barely. I remember this classic.
I just remember that dinosaur joke, the real reason they're extinct and they're all having cigarettes. And I always thought that was funny.
Dinosaurs are cool.
You can't beat those. They're the best ever.
Cigarettes or dinosaurs?
No, well, cigarettes and Gary. He's guaranteed. The Far Side's the best.
Yeah.
Well, Charles, don't you say that, dinosaurs are...
Dinosaurs lived and died so that we could drive cars for our whole lifetime. Isn't that beautiful?
That's true.
They lived and they died so that we could drive forever.
Good Vegas logic.
Yeah. Yeah, dinosaurs in space they're just fun.
Yeah,
they're fun.
Space. Quality of life. Anyone have any quality of life improvements from science lately? Or only just surveillance? Biometrics in the Meta collection. No, nothing else. That's weird. They told your parents we're going to be in space. You're not going to have to sit in traffic anymore. Fast forward 100 years later. Beep, 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 beep. And then you got signs at the airport saying stop human trafficking like it's your fucking fault. Unbelievable. The balls on these people now.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, having dinosaur bones that they tried to push that through Sinclair gas and oil, tried to push through that oil, all the oil is a decomposed dinosaur bone.
Dinosaur. And we're going to run out too, but we're not. And the price goes up, but it never goes down. Why not? It's just the way it is.
Chuck, you know what's a good book you'd like?
Yeah.
Is The Penultimate Truth by Philip K. Dick.
All right.
And some people don't like it because it's one of his messiest books. But it's because there are so many crazy ideas.
He had to get it out.
Yeah, he had to get it out.
Either it was that or a shotgun.
It's very cathartic.
It's in the future, okay? The elites, the people live, you don't have to pull up Philip K. Dick on the thing here, just... The people live underground in antiseptic tanks called ant tanks, and they're told every day that there is some bio warfare thing out in the atmosphere that's going to kill them. That's why they can't leave.
Yeah.
And every day it's a new thing. Like, and it's like a the curse of the Durse. It makes your head swell and explode. But every day it's some new disease that they're using to keep these people like underground and not coming up for air.
Total Recall will happen to you.
Yeah. In the ant tanks, they're building androids to go fight a war, but the androids, they're just like, they're actually just labor for the humans that live on the surface who are like the elite politician class. There's like a battle between first of all, there are these devices that are like, stenography typewriter things that generate propaganda for you. So you input, like, I want a hopeful message that's going to make people remember to put their best effort forward while making the androids. And it's like a machine that types up a speech. It's the Rhetorizer. The Rhetorizer is what it's called. And then there's the last thing is they at some point, holy fuck, man.
I know.
There's
a book can fuck you.
It's all right.
To assassinate somebody, there's like a, oh fuck. Yeah. I'm not even going to say that part. But there's a whole bureau of people who create fake artifacts and send them back in time to fuck with this real estate tycoon so that when he digs for the foundation of this skyscraper, it's a historical site and he can't do it because there's artifacts there.
Oh,
it's crazy, man. Yo. The penultimate truth. You gotta read that at some point.
I will. That's Phil awesome. Never disappoints.
No, never.
You think in the future they're going to get rid of grave cemeteries and they're going to like excavate them all and dump them into giant piles? Wouldn't that be awesome? If they were just like excavating cemeteries and digging up coffins and then like separating them with like a bucket. Like the bucket's grabbing like it's like just like people out of, like hanging out of coffins and they're like trying to separate the coffin and the human. They're like, they're shaking the dirt off it and they're like putting it in like a stack of coffins.
They should, to build casinos.
Yeah, to get dope casinos.
Was it really worth it to get wet for that joke?
Yeah. I was sweating my ass off over here, so.
Gotta make room for more mass graves.
Yeah, no, I love casinos. I wish there was more casinos. Yeah. I like coming downstairs every day in the lobby and seeing a totally normal looking woman sitting by herself. Playing a slot machine like a fucking retard. Isn't that the saddest shit you've ever seen in your life?
When I find
normal
uplifting.
People gamble. Like, I saw a woman two times. I shit you not, this is what they were doing.
Same woman?
Same type of woman.
Okay.
Running at... do you see a lot of this? People cheering at blackjack tables over victories? Like NPC? Like just, yay!
Oh. Da, 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 you look like Chucky.
Yeah, right. Run, bitch! I'll teach you to fuck with me! Pass out. Shit. I wonder if Chucky passed out doing that, because like I almost did.
Is this type of a woman that can't get off the machine because it's about to win, she just pisses her pants?
Yeah, same woman. She's kind of pretty. She's pissing in her skirt.
Oh.
You look down, she's like kind of nicely dressed. You see she's like in a puddle of her own yellow urine. Yeah, I see that too. It makes me so sad.
You got a battery. You could shock her.
Yeah, we should hook her up to a car battery right to her ears or head.
Well, the people who do the graphics for those slot machines, I think that should be that's like criminal.
Yes.
Because that unlocks like the primal need to look at fire. Like if there's a fire, you can't really look away until you're consciously thinking about it. Your eyes immediately go to it.
Oh.
But those people, the people that make those casino games, they're trying to like create digital fire, and I think it should be criminalized. I think it should be killed.
Yeah,
these Vietnamese person's making like Kitty Panda.
Yeah, or it must be jewels and treasure boxes too.
There was one dude.
Gold mining.
There was this black guy at the bar, and he was like, he sits down. And he's like furiously touching the kitty. There's one that's called like Kitty Panda or some shit, or Kitty Glitter.
Oh, Kitty Glitter. Yeah. I love that shit.
It doesn't load, so it doesn't load, so he hits Stinkin' Rich with a skunk. And I was just like, yo, you're a n***. Bro.
Did he hit? He thought he could hit the button and get rich.
Then he was like, yeah, I am.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. How did
now about that? There's something you need to know. I'm just kind of like, it's okay. I got a pass. Don't worry.
Yeah. It was $6,500. It's just a link.
Anyway.
Have a smoke.
All right, Lynch, let's pull up some more links here. So scroll down so the audience can see the captions a little bit.
There. It's Travolta again.
No, not like that. You got to make it so the audience can see the captions, Lynch.
I've done that work out.
He's fucking the air. I've been spinning on business and spinning.
I've been spending on business and spending.
It's really good, and I've seen a lot of these. Like a lot.
I've been spending on business and spending.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. So good.
This is this morning
like
at breakfast.
I say right foot.
Pussy's pussy.
Do the puffy.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that's a character, that's pretty genius.
Fuck yeah. Man.
Schultz was saying he wished he thought of that. But I'll say it's difficult if you're good at doing characters. It's difficult to move arrhythmically like that.
Really?
Yeah, and also that little detail where he like looks at the camera to make sure it's recording. That's something that if you thought of that, you'd be like a mastermind. I don't know if that's a character. I think that might be a real guy, you know?
So that guy's like basically running a digital currency exchange.
Yeah.
Brain level.
Binance.
Running Binance.
Yeah.
Wow. That's complex.
Do you own any cryptocurrency, Chris?
No, I didn't buy any. I should have.
You didn't buy any cryptocurrency?
No, I didn't.
Chris, I had a question for you.
Why am I disappointed?
What do you spend a disproportionate of money on? Something that you shouldn't buy that you spend too much money on?
Sometimes Star Wars action figures.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Like old ones.
Good ones, like the good shit?
Yeah, like the good ones. The old ones that are still unpunched and, you know, in a case.
Unpunched and in the packages?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Where the cardboard's intact?
Yeah.
Where do you antique and find them there, or do you buy them on eBay?
Yeah, that's what I do. Usually eBay.
And you go nuts on them?
But I've slowed down now.
What was what's the best, the piece de la resistance?
There's like a Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader one, and they're still unpunched. They're like $2,000-$3,000 or something like that.
Hell yeah. Nice.
A really collectible Snoke. Remember that guy? I think in the movies he was the god of ass rape.
Chris, can I use that as a spittoon?
Yeah. Are you chawing or chewing?
Zinning, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yummy. Wow, that's fucking... Oh, man, I was...
What's the most baller thing you spent money on?
You mean dumbest thing?
The most baller thing, like the coolest thing you spent money on.
Oh, the book, The Secret.
Law of Attraction.
Do you buy into that stuff?
No, I used to. Yeah, I did have. I had a what kind of a board was it? Law of Attraction.
A Ouija board?
It was a vision board. Thank you. Yeah, I had a vision board.
Oh.
But I swear it was working too. It was working for a while.
Helps you manifest?
Yeah, it helped me manifest. You put pictures up of network television and...
Really? Gotcha. What year were you doing that?
When I was on network television.
So it works then.
Pictures of Hellraiser up on your vision board.
Yeah. Hellraiser. It came to me.
Asked you for a kiss.
All right, Lynch, we can go to the next link here. What's our runtime?
The Chatterer. Remember the Chatterer?
Oh, that was a monster movie?
Yeah.
The Chatterer.
He was like an airplane. He was like
talking.
A jet airplane.
I'm going to keep talking. I will chat away. Steve Martin?
Hey, it better be.
Yeah. This is Jamie Foxx and Jerry Jones talking about the size of players' cocks.
Steve Martin's fucking the guys too.
What?
Steve Martin's fucking the players too.
Yeah,
he loves.
Do you hate Steve Martin?
No.
Oh
no,
we do.
Brilliant.
He's good. I hate Steve Martin.
We think he's the most unfunny guy in the world.
He's kind of the funniest guy in the world.
I love My Blue Heaven, the best ever.
Who
I love
is?
It. My Blue Heaven.
My Blue Heaven,
It's unbelievable.
Remember that bit where he couldn't push the shopping cart? And it got locked, and he was in the supermarket? Yeah.
He couldn't do it.
I like the one where he had a dick for
He needed Rick Moranis to help him out.
That's right. Rick Moranis is in that. That's right.
I like when he puts the arrow in his head and does...
King Tut. Brilliant shit, Steve.
King Tut.
I missed it. Good morning, sir. Would you like to try a vanilla brand oat crunchy?
What
do you think?
Have a nice day. Fuck you.
What do you hide a bomb? He's really fine.
Bills or something?
There you go. There's the bit.
There's the meat wagon.
That's the one I was talking about.
And he brought the price down of OxyContin and he took them all.
Yeah, I thought something fell down.
That's blues.
Before there's the USDA. This doesn't make sense.
This is true.
That'll be $12.36. Wow! 100!
Yeah. Does something else happen here?
No. Not in this movie.
Is I heard one of you guys say, did he just put a bomb in the shelf? And I was waiting for a bomb to go off.
Yeah. That's what it seemed like.
What the fuck? Back to Honduras.
They should have just done that.
He's got no face.
We didn't. Oh, although we skipped to this. Basically, Jerry Jones literally looking at players and saying he's got 10-inch hands and he's got an 8.5-inch cock.
Is it audible in the thing?
Yeah, he was on live.
That must be nice to take.
You got subtitles.
It feels good. Taking it all.
Nine and 3-inch
head.
8.5-inch dick.
Uh-oh. Oops. Oops.
8.5-inch dick.
Yeah.
The guy's like, all right. What can you say to that?
There's nothing to say.
I'll say all right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, 8.5-inch dick. Got it.
That's the second NFL owner in the last 3 months that's got caught doing shit like that. Bob Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, got caught in bed with Meek Mill. He had a winter coat on.
Bob, too?
Yeah, big Bob Kraft.
He had a winter coat on?
He had an orange winter coat on. You know what 70-year-old NFL player owners wear?
What's he, a pimp?
Yeah. Or Burt Reynolds used to.
Yeah, really?
That kind of thing.
He'd wear some orange snow coats.
Yeah.
And try to fuck Meek Mill. Burt Reynolds is fucking Meek Mill.
What is it? Does Meek Mill fuck so good? Why is everyone on top of that?
He's got a little button for an asshole, I guess.
It's just right.
It's exactly
Justin Bieber's too hot and too tight. Jay-Z's too old and too cold. Yeah. Meek Mill's is just right.
Just right. Yeah.
They keep black guys' asses like trophies on the wall.
Yeah, like bent over like through like the wooden plaque, and they just bend them over and stick it out like that. I mean, to be fair, I mean, if you had to render a guess.
I don't want to look at these guys.
Yeah, I know, but Puff Daddy's
go,
like
go back. Here, scroll up so they can see the subtitles. Scroll up so they can see the subtitles.
The Nutty Professor.
If I'm looking for a Caucasian boyfriend, I can spoil and give him all my money. Please, no Iggers, no Latinas, no rice. I'm only looking for a Caucasian man. That can take me to Walmart, walk beside me, and be my boyfriend, and love me forever. I get my settlement checks today. I buy you a PS5. I give you all my food stamps. And I'm also about to buy a house. So if this is you, you're down, hit me up. Tag all your friends in the comments, and I'll be on live waiting. So it's good. I'm right here all by myself. So hit Tracy Dixon.
So guys, we have Tracy Dixon outside if you want to line up and to audition to be her boyfriend.
That's Chucky's ex-wife.
Yes.
I gotta say, that's not even funny to me. I respect the specificity.
Oh boy.
And here we go. The drive.
Yeah.
To like get it done. Bored.
She was like spurging out a little bit on how to get
I mean,
it done.
If it's time to get it done, what else is she gonna do?
She's a woman that has no questions.
No questions.
All answers.
All answers. That's in today's dating world. That has a high value on it.
Yeah,
I want a Caucasian.
Yeah, you're right, a Caucasian. I don't think my wife could specify that good of a man. Like she wouldn't. She wouldn't even be able to say that good of shit to me. Do you think your girl would be able to like identify things that would lure you in that well?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's awesome.
She might try.
Maybe if it's her.
Yeah, it's Tracy. look over, it's Tracy. Yeah.
Now, did people catch it that she said no no rice? Because we have to watch that again.
Spoil, give him all my money.
Scroll.
Please, no Iggers, no Latinas, no rice.
That people that
no rice. Yeah. No rice is wild.
Yeah. That's almost worse.
That's like she has like funny friends and shit. Like she's no rice.
I ain't fucking a man that eats eggs.
No rice.
I don't even want to hear what she calls a Jew.
You know what we got to get into is watching black female comedians.
Yes.
Well, who's Don. Who's the one? The LaWanda? Schultz knows.
Schultz. Schultz Sykes.
Schultz watches him. Mm-hmm. No, not like the real like the hood ones.
Yeah, the hood
they're
ones.
Funny. Lunell.
Lunell. Yeah, yeah. We gotta watch,
oh,
the
older one. We got to watch Lunell.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go back to Liz.
Yeah, Swordfish.
Yeah.
What's the fastest you've ever driven, Chris?
What's the what?
The fastest you ever driven.
Maybe 130.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's where pretty was nice.
That? Let's go, baby.
It was on a freeway.
What'd you have in the back?
New York or L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah?
Yeah.
130?
Yeah. It was a CLK 550. That's the car that I
had. Yeah. Hell yeah.
There you go.
Nice. What was the occasion? Did you have to piss or something?
No, I had to go somewhere fast.
Yeah.
That's my reason.
Gotta go fast.
I just had to get there.
Yeah. You were on a mission.
That's what I told him.
Told him I'd be there.
Yeah, I said I'd be there on time.
What color was it?
It was dark gray.
Oh, cool.
Dark chameleon.
Yeah. CLK. It was Dark Chameleon, yeah.
That's a whip right there.
Dark Travolta. Yeah.
Dark head from Halle Berry.
That's impressive. I like that you have a CLK 550. They just brought that car back because of you, you know.
Did they really?
Whoa.
Yeah, the Mercedes just started.
It's a cool car.
Yeah, coupe. Was it a convertible or a hardtop?
It was two-door hardtop.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, man. Good for you. That's
hot. It was fast.
It went 130 with you in it. Were you alone?
Well, I'm light. Yeah.
Oh, God. I wish you had a car full of friends and you were scaring the shit out of
me. I only have small friends.
They're in the glove box.
Yeah, in the glove box.
Screaming.
You could try it again. Make it the car out of Swordfish. Scare the hell out of everybody. Show how good you can drive.
Look at my backpack.
All right, Lynch, let's fire up another one of our links here. This one should be good. It has sensitive content warning. Now we got to scroll. Look, hey, Lynch, look at the screen. Yeah, there you go.
Is he growing hot dogs out of
huge consolation wiener? Because previously they had a wiener stolen by a coyote. When presented with this new monstrous wiener, the ants wasted no time jumping all over it. This was a smoke flavored turkey wiener, and the ants swarmed along the entire length of the wiener with zeal.
Like Garrison Keillor.
They tore chunks off the midsection and tip of the wiener. The wiener thief spied on the wiener the first night but didn't take it. The next morning, lizards started feasting on the ants. I thought they were eating the wiener, but they were actually attracted to the ants, picking them off the tip twice right here. The lizards devoured the ants while the ants devoured the wiener.
Every dick
the
in
big
Las Vegas
ants
right
were
now.
Also fighting with little ants over the wiener, which tells me that ants really like wieners. Despite all this mayhem and fighting over the
like
wiener,
a blueberry crumble.
It got completely shredded.
It's a nice crust.
The next night, the wiener thief came back.
Crumble cake.
And he kind of cased the joint for a while and then came in close and ran off with the wiener again.
He won the wiener.
Piece of shit.
Now, do they make shit? What? Ants? Do they have shit?
No.
Ants don't shit?
Do ants shit?
Yeah.
It's a pure energy reaction. There's no waste.
It just stays in there?
Was it the weight of ants outweigh the weight of humans on this planet?
Disgusting.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah, that's what they say. It could be lies, though. That could be one
Neil
of those.
Neil deGrasse Tyson said that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's apocryphal or if it's real. The poop of ants is more of a sawdust-like substance called frass, which is the leftover waste from the food they eat. Wow.
You're right. You're right about everything.
Interesting.
You're right, like, a great deal.
Well, it sounds like they do have poop, so I was wrong, but thank
frass.
You.
Sassafras.
For a guy who just saw Godfather, you're very smart.
Yeah. Lynch, can we look up pile of ant shit? Carpenter ant frass.
Oh, maybe it's a delicacy somewhere.
I'm sure
probably
in most countries
you turn it into
a
paste.
That.
Yeah, they use them. They save their pills in Africa.
Dick pills.
I'm sure they eat that wherever they possibly can in other countries, disgusting other countries.
Mark Cuban's going to make us eat it in a fucking candy bar that they make on Shark Tank.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat shit. I like that. frass bars. I'm actually into that.
Bill Gates' favorite bars.
Yeah.
Sewage bars.
Sewage shit. What's he's in France.
He's Bill drinking Gates, sewage.
Yeah, he's crawling in the tunnels eating shit all day.
He's got a sweater on.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Bill Gates in the sewers?
No.
Oh, fuck, man.
Like Seattle Lynch. Sewers?
Yeah.
No, in the sewers, man. He's in this fucking sewers.
He's obsessed.
Yeah, look at this.
That sewer.
God damn, man.
How'd he get in there? Is he all
right?
Is he all right? Like, I'm generally.
He's like, you think you're a pervert.
Occupation of
doesn't like the smell.
On November 19th, American billionaire and philanthropist Bill Gates went down a sewer to visit the Sewer Museum in Brussels.
It's like New York Tunnels.
A video shared by Mr. Gates on Instagram showed him going down the sewer and exploring the hidden history of Brussels' sewage system. The video captures this interaction with scientists, shedding light.
For whatever reason, you guys know what Palantir is? Palantir is like the privatized CIA now. It's a private corporation, and the reason it's set up that way is because they're even less beholden to laws than the actual CIA is. They can just do more without permission. And like one of their big initiatives is collecting data from American sewers.
Oh God!
They're poop spying. For some nefarious reason, they're trying to figure out a better way to poison you. But they're spying on our shit now. It's not about clean water. It's not about public health. It's somehow about fucking with people more.
Maybe they just love data.
They just love data. Yeah,
they love it.
I feel like there's a camera in my asshole all the time.
Inside cam.
Yeah, well,
there is now. There's a camera in all of our assholes.
Yeah, being obsessed with shit's not embarrassing as a billionaire. Imagine making all the money in the world and just being like, well, you buy a big boat yet, Bill? And he's like, no, I'm obsessed with shit. I like to like pick it up with a ladle and like look at it. There's pictures of him like picking sewer, scooping it out and kind of like looking at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's going to start packaging gutter oil now?
Yeah, gutter oil. It's just so psychotic, man. I can't wait to do that.
Billionaires should wear shirts that say eat shit.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, like me.
Come with me to eat some shit.
On the back, it says, like me.
Oh, what a pig.
Full of wastewater in global health for this year's World Toilet Day. Read the caption of the post. I experienced it all at the Brussels Underground Museum, documenting the history of the city's wastewater system.
What was that?
In the 1800s,
Go back a second. What the hell was the Chinese guy doing right here? Like, watch
museum. Documenting the history of the city.
Tai Chi.
I experienced it all at the Brussels Underground.
I can't see. Oh, it's just a laser. It's
not Chinese or a guy.
Yeah, yeah, damn it.
Chinese guy.
Egg roll.
The city's wastewater system. In the 1800s, the sewage got dumped into the city's Seine River. That led to horrible cholera epidemics. Today, a 200-mile network of sewers and treatment plants process the city's waste.
It's a child that's held at gunpoint.
Glop voice.
Not enough water in the world. We got to drink sewage.
That's all that's left.
There's no more resources. We have to start building with poop. Okay. Yeah. One India is the network that was on. Let's go to the go back to our links.
That looked like India.
I can't look at him anymore.
He's gonna come here next year. He's gonna do stand up next year at Skankfest. Yeah, oh. Bill Gates. Yeah, he's.
I heard George Soros's. Who was saying that? Schultz.
George Soros's son has a fake name, and he's a stand-up comedian now, getting like steamrolled to the top.
It was Simon Soros. He goes by Simon Fraser now.
Yeah, Fraser.
Fraser.
It's Fraser. Fake. He didn't do Fraser like Fraser.
Yeah.
It's so funny, man.
Hello, I'm Fraser.
That was a good show. Did you like that show?
I did, but I don't remember.
That was a good show, man.
It was a good show. The old one.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new one yet?
No.
No.
What's your favorite show of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
God, you know, I used to love the old Happy Days.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird?
That's a good show, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Of course. Like when Fonzie turned blind.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
What, someone beat his ass? What happened?
They took apart his car, his motorcycle, and then he had to put it back together. He's like, hello, little carburetor. And he was crying.
Yeah.
Like, it was very like sweet and very
the guy was fucking his bike.
Serious special, yeah. Somebody fucked his bike.
That was a solid show. What about movies? You like movies? We get a top five.
Top five. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, obviously. Lawrence of Arabia. I kind of like Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, there it is. Dave Lean.
Oh. I think maybe Godfather 2, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Possible? No, you're disagreeing with me?
He disagrees. He says that's not your favorite movie.
No, you're wrong. I saw your list.
I like Rape Man 1 through 5.
Did you say Rape Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rape Man. Rapo Man.
Rapio.
Rapio. Chuck, have you ever seen Tetsuo the Bullet Man?
No.
It's a Japanese live-action film It's like an anime, though. Like, it's got crazy, crazy, crazy. But look up, let's see the trailer.
All right. Nine Inch Nails did it.
Nine Inch Nails, the movie?
Yeah.
Crucifying monkeys in the Manson house?
It's like a Cronenberg body horror stuff, but even worse. It's really heavy.
Oh, like Dead Ringers?
I think this is a remake, Lynch. I think this is a Tetsuo original. The Iron Man? Is that what it's called? Just do Tetsuo original trailer. The Iron Man, my bad. Good God.
Oh, wow. Kurosawa.
What's this about, graffiti?
You have to see a Kurosawa sometime in.
What's this guy's problem?
He's got a drill for a cock.
There's a drill cock down there.
Oh, there's a drill cock. I've seen all these.
This might be enough, Lynch.
The Japanese have a certain style when it comes to movies.
Inside the flesh of an ordinary salary man, terrible things have started to take place. Okay.
Wow. That's cool.
There's nothing supernatural about that.
It's all real.
I'll get that. I'll get that to my eyes for sure.
The drill cock is like a duck's cock.
That should be the theme for next year's festival.
I think I saw Lewis wearing something like that.
A drill cock?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's getting ready. He's getting ready for something.
They just tear apart a pussy and asshole like that.
All right, we got anything else Mega we should Man. Close up with, Lynch?
You guys want to plug stuff?
No butt stuff. We'll do that later.
Hell yeah.
What do we got in our links? Did Jet send anything good?
Yeah, we went through every link.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, give it up for Ben Chris Kattan, please.
Please get up for Chris Kattan, the new biggest member.
Chris. Thank you, brother.
What a sport.
Kick ass.
Thank you.
All right, you guys go have fun.
Thanks for
having me. Don't take weird drugs. Have a good one, y'all.
Thanks.
Peace.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You guys so much.
Thank
Love you.
You.
Love you to death.
Sam Hyde, is it a perfect guy life or the life of a perfect guy? Decide if you ride or die. Talk about different kinds of shit or jokes aside. Fucking with your followers, like, share, subscribe, comments. If you behave, we will surely reply. There's no denying, we inspire our whole group. Don't blame us, you ended up in Debo's pigeon coop. It's true, we see the world in different views. We all have different dreams to pursue through different avenues. Give a clue, ready, set, go, on my cue. Take a big pot and here's what we gonna do. Positivity, humor, splash of humility. Stir that shit up in the pot, boiling stability. Take time, watch the clock. Strength and longevity. See the steam flow out the top. Too smooth, so heavenly. Perfect guy life.